Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Blood drives are a common occurrence these days. A variety of organizations exist to solicit and help distribute blood to hospitalized patients in need of a transfusion. But for newborn, premature infants, another need often exists, and it's often more challenging to fill it. The organizers of Milwaukee's first breast milk depot are hopeful that it will make a difference in improving the health of an extremely vulnerable population. Jenny Strait is a lactation consultant for Columbia St. Mary's Hospital, which opened the Mother's Milk Depot earlier this year in conjunction with the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes. Ashley Schultz was the first woman to donate breast milk to the depot. She and fellow donor Leanne Fazari, along with Jenny Strait, joined us in the studio last month, and Strait talked more about the need the depot fills.
Well, breast milk is extremely important to babies in the NICUs. They're at very high risk for infections, especially of their intestines. This is called necrotizing enterocolitis. And babies that get formula are 2.5 times more likely to have that. It's pretty much the biggest problem in the NICUs and cost most of the money spent on those babies.
And you say NICUs; these are NICUs. This is the facility where premature babies are treated before they're released from the hospital.
Yes, yeah, in neonatal intensive care units. So they know that babies that are given breast milk solely rather than any formula have much lower rates of this necrotizing enterocolitis. But not all moms in the NICU can provide breast milk because they're sick, they had their babies early, they're under a great deal of stress, and they're just more likely to not have enough milk for their babies.
Up to this point, babies in NICUs in the Milwaukee area, have they just not had access to this additional breast milk?
Correct. Children's Hospital does have access to that breast milk, and they are getting an adequate supply. But as the other hospitals also get on board with this and start providing this donor milk to their babies, there'll be more and more of a need for the supply.
How does the depot operate? Who are you reaching out to contribute? And we'll talk with a couple of women who already have in just a moment. But how do you reach out and how do you, for lack of a better term, do quality control to make sure that the breast milk that you're providing is safe?
We haven't had to do a whole lot of outreach so far because we're just getting started, and there's actually a lot of moms out there that are looking for some place to donate their milk. We are exactly that, a depot. So our job is to collect the milk, kind of keep track of it, and then when we have enough, we pack it on dry ice and send it to the milk bank. So they're the ones that do the quality control. They screen the mothers before they donate, you know, similar to how you'd be screened to donate blood. And then they pay for the blood testing to make sure that they don't have anything communicable that could harm the babies. And then after they get the milk, they process it.
And by process, they pasteurize it, correct?
Correct, yes. And then they also test it again to make sure after it's pasteurized that everything's been killed.
Does the pasteurization process affect the nutritional value of the milk in any way?
It does, but the milk still retains about 90% of its nutritional value, which still contains a lot of things that formula can't provide for those babies.
Ashley and Leanne, let me turn to you. Why was this important for each of you to do?
I was fortunate enough just to be able to produce an overabundance for what my son actually needed, and I knew that these milk banks existed. I just needed to locate one because, like she had said, it's important for those NICU babies to get what they need in order to survive those early days.
And you were the first person to donate to this milk depot. How did you happen to come across it? How did you happen to be number one?
I just happened to post a question on Facebook, and a nurse came back and that I'm friends with and told me about Indiana's Mother's Milk Bank. And I looked that up and found that there was a depot opening. And I just happened to be the first one.
We lucked out.
Right. I just did the one-time contribution of roughly 350 ounces, and I plan to contribute more now that my son needs less.
Leanne Fazari, how about yourself?
My situation was a little different. My daughter was a NICU baby. She was not born premature, but she, at day 5 of life, needed the NICU care. And at that point, they stopped her from taking breast milk, but told me to continue pumping because there may be a day where she could have the milk again. Well, when she turned 9 months old, they said the day will never come when she could have the milk. So I had freezers and freezers full of milk that I had been pumping and returned to Children's and said, okay, now what do I do with all this milk? Because they were actually storing it for a while, and then we took it over. And they also gave me the Indiana Mother's Milk Bank number, and I went through the screening process, did all that, and then found the local donation depot at St. Mary's, brought all the coolers and coolers full of milk and dropped it off there.
Jenny Strait, would you imagine that is this perhaps a more common situation than we might realize?
It is, actually. We've been kind of surprised. About half of the moms that are donating are in Ashley's situation where they have extra milk. You know, they're pumping and their supply is really more than what their baby needs. But a lot of the moms who are coming to us are actually moms who found that for whatever reason their baby doesn't tolerate that milk. And it doesn't mean that their milk isn't good. It just means there's something medically going on with their baby that they can't have it. And they have a huge supply to offer to us. I might want to clarify, too, that these ladies have talked about dealing with the Indiana Mother's Milk Bank. And the reason why is because our Mother's Milk Bank in this area, the Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes, is not actually operational yet. They're still in the fundraising stage, and they are the ones that helped us open the depot. But until they're open, we actually work with Indiana's Mother's Milk Bank. That's where the milk in this area comes from as well.
So this means that the milk that comes out of Ashley's freezer is collected here, it goes to Indiana, and then comes back to a hospital in Milwaukee.
Yes, exactly.
But as you say, the storage is not an issue, especially, I gather, after the milk has been pasteurized.
Correct, yeah. And the other thing that some people aren't aware of is because there is a screening process, they think that if they pumped the milk before they were screened, they won't be able to use it, but that's not the case. As long as you pass the screening process, they can use milk that was pumped before you.
Ashley and Leanne, have you talked about this experience with other moms out there?
I have. Some people, I will admit, are weirded out at first, like, oh, you're giving your milk to somebody.
I wondered about that, yeah.
I related it to when we were in the hospital. A nurse said, well, it's kind of like a blood transfusion. You're getting blood from somebody else, so you're giving milk to somebody else. And that, for me, made it sit easier, and that's how I tell other people, and they're not as weird about it. But then most people, I mean, they think it's great.
Ashley, your experience as well?
Yeah, the people that I have talked about it with are initially kind of grossed out by that. But I think once you give them the rationale and some of the education behind it, they become more supportive and
I wonder why we would think it's any grosser than donating blood or platelets or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Some people just have an issue with breast milk still in our society, but we're changing that little by little.
Well, Jenny Strait, Ashley Schultz, Leanne Fazari, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jenny Strait is a lactation consultant at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital in Milwaukee, which recently opened the city's first mother's milk depot to help premature babies. Ashley Schultz and Leanne Fazari have been donors through the depot. Schultz was the depot's first donor, in fact. Our interview first aired in August. A radical shift in direction when we return a visit to a life-size replica of a board game you might have played as a kid. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.